Tuba-toting banner boy Jack Branham is a mechanical engineering man with a plan. Through internships and undergraduate research at a little place called the Gav Lab, the engineering grad marshal from Montgomery is well on his way to the big day where they pay.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like this.
1.21 gigawatts.
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Greetings, podcast lovers of all ages, of all creeds, but those especially who adhere to the Auburn creed.
Amen.
Who believe in good cast, hard cast. Podcast. What am I doing? You know, after 260 something introductions, you're just trying to mix it up a little bit.
Get a little delirious.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to the best podcast in all of higher education. That'd be the award winning hashtag Getting. What are you doing over there? Where you dip?
I've got a stain on my shirt.
Stain on the shirt. I love the ice trick. I do it all the time. You know me. The award-winning hashtag Getting brought to you by the Office of Communications and Marketing within the best College of Engineering in all the land, the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. Did I already say my name? If not, I'll say it again, or if I did, whatever.
Say it louder for
Jeremy
the people in the back,
Anderson, Communications and Marketing Specialist in that office. Joined, as always, by the Iceman himself, Austin Phillips, the Director of the Office
like
of Communications.
That.
The Iceman. Yeah, the Iceman. We're feeling the need for speed over here, and Scott Key is going to be the one to handle the knobs and make sure we don't, exceed the limits.
Well, and this is our final farewell, Jerry.
Yeah, the final farewell and the worst introduction ever. It's only fitting. And there we go. Made him laugh out loud finally for the first time. I've seen
finally
some
broke
smiles.
Him.
Scott Key, the easily the most competent knob twister we've had in the student worker arena. John Sluice taught him everything he knew, and I think Scott could be teaching some others some tricks.
Maybe.
But you know what? Let's get on to the real meat of the show. We are joined by a very special guest. Austin, we frequently concern ourselves on this show with martial matters. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The graduation marshals from the College of Engineering, always a must-have. And it looks like we got another good one up for us.
Have we?
He wore.
Do we have any bad
a jacket
marshals
or a coat? What is that? A coat?
A coat.
A coat.
Yeah, sport coat.
Sport coat. That's the word for it. Sport coat. Jack Branham. I am getting the name right.
Yep.
Jack Branham, a senior in mechanical engineering, and the grad marshal coming up. How many days have you been counting down?
Yeah, I think it's something in the realm of like 10 to 14 days.
Yeah. It'll be here before we know it.
Look out. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, congrats on that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, were you surprised? What was the criteria there?
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I didn't really, when I got like the notification and they asked me to do it, I wasn't entirely sure what it was. I thought it was just for the mechanical department.
Mm.
And then I found out it was for the entire college.
Yeah,
I was more surprised then. I was like, "Why did
you're
they
carrying
choose me?"
The team on your back?
Uh-huh. Yeah, literally.
Yeah,
and that banner weighs. What did they say? It's 485 pounds now.
They got it down to 400.
Oh, they did get
400
it down.
Okay. Pounds.
So be doing some reps.
I'll be doing some push-ups.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty embarrassing when it falls, and it happens frequently. So it's ruined a lot of careers, a lot of internships,
a lot of drop
and
banners.
Yeah, a lot of careers have been ruined.
Oh, I mean, how awesome! I mean, where are you from originally?
I'm from. I was born in Nashville, moved to Montgomery.
Moved to Montgomery. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Where did we go to high school?
I went to high school at St. James School.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Great school. You know, when you started out as a freshman, this wasn't an idea that you were thinking, hey, I'm gonna be the number one student in the entire college.
Yeah, definitely not. I was just trying to get by, you know, find a career that I really liked. Because, you know, I'm mechanical. There's a lot of different areas you can go into.
Yeah.
So I didn't exactly know what area I wanted to go into, but I knew I wanted to do something mechanical engineering related.
Well, why Auburn?
So I ended up going to Auburn for one, proximity. I've grown up, so I spent like 10 years in Montgomery, and I was familiar with the Auburn area, and I've been up here a lot for like different math competitions and things like that. And ultimately what it came down to, actually, when I was doing the college admission process, I wasn't planning on being an engineer. I wanted to be a music major. So,
well, boy, did you make a good decision.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're pretty close.
Yeah, not really. Right? But like I, so I went through all the, like the music stuff and I applied to Auburn. Like, okay, I'll go to, if I want to do engineering, Auburn's a great engineering school and they also have great musical things.
Yeah.
So ultimately when I made the decision to change to engineering, because I also have a passion for engineering just as much as I have a passion for music, it really was like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Where I could do all this great engineering stuff and still be a part of, you know, I would say one of the best college bands in the entire country.
So, a band.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least for sure. According to Metallica.
True.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
A band boy.
Yes.
What do you play?
I play tuba and I have a secondary instrument. I play electric bass.
Okay. So
are you marching?
Yes.
So okay. Tuba, he's going to be able to handle the banner.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
He can hoist that
thing. I think you're going to be okay.
Well, and we just had somebody on from the band just a couple of weeks ago as well. One of the...
Bella Nonalis.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, I mean,
did I butcher the name again? I can't even hear it. Drum major.
Yep. Drum major. Yep.
How horrible was she in that New Mexico State game?
I thought you did a pretty good job. And okay. Then the game told a different story.
I think y'all did fine. It was not y'all. Even though I tried to blame her, it was the team.
It was the team.
Okay, the preparation.
A little bit of the blame has to go to the team.
Everything else around it.
Sure.
Well, so what was the final decider for mechanical of all disciplines?
So my dad's an industrial engineer.
Okay.
So I've talked in engineering a lot with my dad. And he's super into the statistics and all that kind of stuff, you know, that industrial engineers like. And, you know, I kind of like that, but not really. I like more of the mechanics, more of like how physical and, I guess, electrical systems work as well. So that kind of perspective, I really liked physics in college. Physics and calculus were like my favorite things. Or sorry, in high school. And those kind of came together where I was like, yeah, mechanical is probably a good bet for me, especially because, like I said earlier, I didn't exactly know really what I wanted to do yet.
Mason Mathias, you know that guy?
I don't.
He's a mechanical guy. He's a big swimmer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was the last one we had.
Oh, okay.
Now, what do you think about this for a pun? Because fluid mechanics?
Yeah.
Navier-Stokes equation.
Oh, that's a good one.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people even noticed it. They just—they thought I misspelled something.
Yep, I did.
Strokes, because he does—he's a swimmer. You see, mm-hmm.
I can't read.
Navier-Stokes equation—that's a thing in mechanical engineering. I've learned.
Yes,
related
very much
to
so.
Fluid.
Jer, I'm impressed right now.
I might interview myself.
You have spent the last couple of years just saying to me like, "Man, how do you know these things?"
Mm-hmm.
I don't, whatever.
I'm
today,
picking up on it.
I'm reciprocating mm-hmm. that, Jer.
No problem, Grasshopper.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I know words like industrial, mechanical, mm-hmm. aerospace.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of awesome. Words. Okay, well, so what other, I mean, do we have any other extracurriculars and such? I mean, it's fine if you don't.
Yeah, no, the band's pretty much a time consumer.
Yeah.
I do a little bit in the engineering side of extracurriculars.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a year as vice president of Tau Beta Pi.
Yeah,
sure. Well, there counts.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I guess.
But definitely the majority of my time
yeah.
was the band.
The decision to get involved with band,
mm-hmm.
And then how do you balance that? You know, I mean, mechanical engineering's not an easy thing. It's time consuming in and of itself. And then, like we said, you know, band is all consuming. So how do you really balance both of those and be successful at both of those?
So it all came down to finding a schedule that worked. Because the first few years, like primarily freshman and sophomore year, I didn't have an extremely balanced schedule. I kind of just did things spontaneously. And it led to, like, you know, a lot of lack of sleeping and that kind of thing. And just trying to balance everything all at once without planning it was very difficult. But junior year and senior year, I made, like, an active effort to just make sure, all right, I know what I'm doing every day. I know what I plan to do, and I know when I plan to do it. And by able to balance those things, and not just, like, school-related things, but, you know, social events as well, trying to get a good balance all the way around led me to, you know, developing – kind of like an internal schedule for me. And that was how I was able to balance everything and make sure I get all it done.
And I know I said this on Bella's episode, but I mean that the presentation, the performances this year especially were the best that I've ever seen. 43 years coming to Auburn games. It was just unbelievable the job y'all did. What's your favorite band memory from the years that you've been here?
So last year, the Texas A&M game. You know, we're not doing too hot in the SEC.
Yeah.
Texas A&M's not doing too hot in the SEC. And we just fired Brian Harsin, and we got Cadillac Williams.
Oh, so, okay, we're talking 2 years ago.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yes, two football seasons ago.
Yes, my bad.
Because this one wasn't that great this past year.
Yeah, no, 2 seasons ago, Texas A&M at home.
Yep.
And we just finished pregame, and we're standing there waiting to play War Eagle for the football team to run out. And, you know, you're already hyped on adrenaline because pregame's pretty adrenaline, pretty heavy. And the football, like, hype video starts playing. And, like, the part where Brian Harsin normally would show up, Cadillac Williams shows up. And the roar in the stadium, the loudest I've ever heard it. Everyone was losing their minds, and it filled me with, like, a sense of Auburn pride. Unlike anything I'd ever felt before.
Goosebumps over here.
I got the chills. I was on the field. We were actually, the college was recognized, I want to say it may have been the IBDS program. It was one of our academic spotlights. So I actually got to be on the field. And, oh, yeah, I mean, it was, again, and what was so crazy is for us to be really not having a good season, you couldn't have told. You wouldn't have been able to tell the difference that night. I mean, that place was electric. We had hope again. It didn't last real long, but for those couple weeks to have that hope was pretty nice.
Did we win that one?
We did win that one. That's why when he said last season, I'm like, when we went out to College Station last year, they beat our brains in.
Yeah, all the seasons are getting crossed in my mind. Yeah.
Well, these past couple have not been.
Let's talk about,
well,
I guess.
Well, I want to know, I just go through a couple of things. Co-ops, internships, undergraduate research. Were you involved to have any of those opportunities during your time here?
So, yeah, sure. I did two internships, and I participate, or I guess I actively participate in graduate research for about a year now.
Okay.
Yeah, my first internship was at Rheem Manufacturing Company.
Yeah, yeah.
In Montgomery.
Right.
So I got to live at home for that, which was
wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I was doing heat pump water heater design work.
Awesome.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
I say it's about as exciting as water heating can get. Because I was actively doing like thermodynamics every day.
Yeah.
Is it Navier or Navier?
It's Navier.
At least here in the South, anyway. Navier Stowe, some of that action in there involved, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't humor me. Was that, am I right?
Yeah, to some extent. I didn't lurk a lot with it.
So you should have said no.
Sure you did. I've seen a kid with a tattoo.
Navier Stokes. Yeah, it's almost got like a cult following around it because of the mysterious nature of the equations.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Just because of, you know, they're very, very large and very complex.
Yeah.
Hard to apply.
So we were at Rheem, and then what else we've done?
Then I did GE Aerospace in Huntsville last summer.
Great,
I was working in reliability and make sure the plant kept running.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So how did you get turned on to both of those opportunities?
The career fair.
Awesome.
So I did a lot of going to the career fairs and talking to different companies and interviewing. But I also did a lot of like online applications, and 100%. Like I had way, way more opportunities going to the career fairs with a lot less effort, I would say, too, because I could just show up, talk to different companies and do interviews the next few days versus online. You know, you send your application out to like 100 different applications and only some of them get back to you, and most of them are just send you an email 6 months later saying, we're denied for the position, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Ed Lewis in our CDCR office was just talking about this over a council weekend, and I was using a specific example where, you know, some student, it was a totally Zoom. It was actually you record yourself, send it in. There was no personal, and the student was just not interested in it. They wanted that face-to-face contact.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wonderful to hear, I mean, what we've been able to do especially with Brown Copel coming online to be able to host these career fairs here. I mean, we have dozens of career fairs throughout the year, you know, just hundreds of companies coming here. And it just completely changed the game with the way we're able to connect our unbelievable students with these unbelievable companies. And then those relationships and seeing the quality of students that they're getting, they just are clamoring to come back to hire our students. So it's our old adage of, you know, when you're a prospective student, we always say, if we can get you on campus, we can get you to come here. We just need you to see it. And it's the same thing. If we can get these companies to come see our students, that's it. Y'all going to sell it in a heartbeat because, I mean, best student-centered engineering experience in America. Mm. It says it
by
itself.
And that's a big part of it.
I mean,
especially if you can
To see the success, see what that building has been able to do, the vision of the Browns to help us make that come to fruition, our recruiting office, our CDCR office, our tutoring, our advising, to be able to make these things happen. So those career fairs are invaluable. And it's nice to have them on our own campus, not have to go to the old Coliseum that's falling apart a little bit.
Well, and I'm surprised the Iceman also hasn't brought up a little undergraduate research there.
Well, that's why I asked all three. We hadn't gotten to it. We had to brag on the other stuff first. Let's go ahead.
Let's talk about the undergraduate research.
Gotcha. So I work in the GPS and Vehicle Dynamics Laboratory, GAV Lab.
Beverly and Scott Martin.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Beverly boy.
Yeah.
I took system dynamics with Dr. Martin. Really liked the course, and so I went and talked to Dr. Martin and Dr. Beverly about, you know, how can I apply this in the real world, and I got set up with undergraduate research at the GAV Lab, and it's been a great opportunity. I've learned so much there, and I've been surrounded by some extremely bright minds, and to be able to learn from them has like entirely changed my engineering perspective.
Well, and again, the work they're doing, you know, not only is it, you know, the autonomous research that we're doing is going to benefit us all, but, you know, some of the radar, LIDAR, some of the work they're doing, defense-wise. In the defense area. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about saving our
assured PNT.
Yes. I mean, this is saving the lives of our soldiers, is protecting our nation. So, I mean, just unbelievable work that we're undertaking. Be remiss without asking the question of, do we have a job lined up? Where are we going next? What's next?
So through my internship last summer at GE Aerospace, I was able to apply for one of their like design development programs.
Mm-hmm.
So the Edison Engineering Development Program. And then I ended up taking that position.
Awesome.
Which is in Lynn, Massachusetts.
Congratulations. Well, congratulations.
You know, one day it'd be really funny if someone like Jack here, you know, a Marshall level overachiever. God, I hate these kids. if you know, when we ask, like, so the job, and we're expecting, you know, oh, yes, President of the United States or something like that.
Right.
And they're just like, no, it's not working out. Nothing is. I just, one of these days it'd be funny.
But here at the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering, that's never going to happen.
Never
going to happen. And ever. Especially if you are the graduation marshal, you are the best of the best.
Yeah.
It
literally means you're the best student ever to date.
I mean, it's in writing.
Nothing.
So you know, we can't take that.
No pressure.
Temperature's going to be a little different up there.
Oh, very different. I was up there like a few weeks ago, and it was like 65 or like 60 out, and all my coworkers were like, what a beautiful day outside. And I was like, oh, no.
It's so cold. No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's so awesome, Jack. I know you're going to do wonderful for that company, GE Aerospace, GE Aviation, you know, here in Auburn. They've all been great partners with us, whether that's supporting the college, hiring our graduates. So I'm just so excited to see what's next. And congratulations on Student Marshal. Like I said, don't drop the banner. A lot of pressure. Mm. We got a lot of family coming in. Everybody excited?
Yeah, very excited.
Awesome.
We got a lot of family coming from like Tennessee and stuff.
That's so awesome. Well, he'll be easy to spot. He's the one carrying the banner.
Yeah, I'll be the one carrying the banner. Mm-hmm. Banner boy. A lot of boys here. You got a Banner boy, Beverly boy, and the banner boy. Love BBB. It. There's your title. Jack, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Congrats on everything, and War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the #Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.